This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The administration of U.S. President Donald Trump and the campaign of his Democratic challenger for the president, Joe Biden, on Sunday discussed on the state of the U.S. economy 8 weeks ahead of the November 3rd national presidential election. The Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, on the Fox News Sunday TV show, cited the drop in unemployment rate to 8.4% in August and the addition of 1.4 million jobs as evidence that the American economy, the world's largest, is recovering from the worst of the turmoil inflicted by the coronavirus pandemic. He does acknowledge the U.S. economy still needs at least 7.5 million new jobs to regain its footing from March, when the jobless rate was at five-decade lows of 3.5%. U.S. Senator Kamala Harris, a Democratic Joe Biden's running mate, told CNN that President Trump has been an abject failure and incompetent in handling the economy during the pandemic. She said that Mr. Trump only gauges how well the economy is doing based on how well rich people are doing. One in five mothers say that their kids under 12 are hungry. More than 50 million workers at one time or another have collected unemployment compensation in the U.S. this year. At least 289 people were arrested in Hong Kong Sunday during protest against the postponement of legislative elections. Those elections, originally scheduled to be held Sunday, are one of the few times Hong Kong residents get to cast ballots. Riot police shot rounds of pepper balls at protesters Sunday. Hong Kong police wrote in a Facebook post Sunday evening that 289 people had been arrested, mainly for gathering illegally. China's hand-picked Hong Kong leader, Chief Executive Carrie Lam, announced in late July the city's election would be postponed for a year because of the coronavirus pandemic. This is VOA News. Rwandan President Paul Kagame on Sunday denied that his government had kidnapped a man depicted in the movie Hotel Rwanda from Dubai last month. The person who worked to save ethnic Tutsis from genocide has won him a wide acclaim, has been detained in Rwanda on terrorism charges and detained while traveling outside the United States where he had been living. Tens of thousands of protesters took to the streets Sunday of major Belarusian cities in the latest weekend of demonstrations following disputed elections that left the longtime president Alexander Lukashenko in power. Protesters in Minsk yelled, "Go away and you're a rat," as they yelled at the six-term president to step down. The Russian news agency Interfax quoted the government as saying that about 100 people were detained, while the Minsk-based Vyazna Human Rights Center put the figure at more than 200. Authorities in Minsk used military vehicles and water cannon as riot police and plainclothes officers wielding clubs tried to contain the demonstrators. Lukashenko, in power since 1994, claimed victory in elections August 9th. Opposition parties, along with the United States and the European Union, say the poll was heavily rigged. More than 7,000 protesters have been arrested, and widespread evidence of abuse and torture has been reported in a month of protests. At least four people were reported to have died during the demonstrations. Police in Portland, Oregon, in the northwestern state, declared a riot Saturday night after several Molotov cocktails were thrown into the street by protesters. Police told the crowd of hundreds their demonstration had been declared a riot, meaning it was no longer considered peaceful, and ordered the people to disperse immediately. Police said their protesters threw multiple firebombs and that at least one person was injured. Twitter footage from protesters and members of the media showed a man who appeared to be a protester with his feet and lower legs ablaze. The video clip showed clouds of what observers said was tear gas floating through a residential neighborhood. Activists in Portland have protested for more than 100 consecutive days for the Black Lives Matter movement. Some of the protests have drawn thousands. The U.S. has been roiled by protests since the death earlier this year of George Floyd, a black man who died while in police custody in Minneapolis in the Midwestern state of Minnesota. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.